第4問。In English class, you are writing an essay on a topic related to lifestyle in modern society. This is your most recent draft. You are now working on improvements based on comments from your teacher. Try a slow life. In modern society, people are always busy, and this fast pace of living can be stressful.The movement toward a slow life has shown us that you don't have to be busy all the time. Instead, you can slow down and notice things that are truly meaningful to you. By taking your time and being completely focused on these things, you can improve the quality of your work and life. This essay will describe some ways to do this.One key point of the slow life is to own fewer belongings. This makes it easier to concentrate on everyday activities. Many people today tend to buy more than they can consume. Do you really need 5 pairs of the latest sneakers? Slow lifers would recommend reducing possessions and buying only necessary items.Another recommendation is to think about your communication style and manner in your public and private life. Sadly, one study has found that around 90% of people check smartphones during face-to-face conversations, which may appear impolite and affect relationships negatively. The final aspect of slow living is to take 10 to 15 minutes to reflect on your day.Try to recollect people and events that were significant. By mentally highlighting them, you can find fulfillment in daily tasks. In summary, through a slow life, you can relax. Even small changes can improve your life. Avoid having non-essential items, spend quality time with people around you, and remember what you talked about with your friends.By doing these things, you will have a chance to live a better or more rewarding life. Overall comment, you have really improved your essay. Keep working on it. I'm going to follow your suggestions to slow down and hopefully improve the quality of my life. 第5問。You are an exchange student in the US. As part of your university's community volunteer program, you will help organize a special conference for local businesses. You wrote this email to the professor in charge and received a reply. Event plan. Dear Professor Ryan,I am very happy to be the representative for the volunteer program. You mentioned that this event is to promote the local economy. I hope to work as a civil servant in the local development division after graduation, so this experience is very valuable for me. The conference schedule you requested is below. Saturday, February 15th, 2025.9:45 a.m. Opening address, Professor Henry Ryan. Morning theme, changing local traditions. 10 a.m. Presentation 1, Martin Faulkner. Title, Starting an Online Business. 11 a.m. Break. 11:15 a.m. Presentation 2, Jane Brown. Title, Undecided. 12:15 p.m. Lunch.Afternoon theme, Preserving Local Traditions. 1 p.m. Presentation 3, Sharon Schmidt. Title, Handing Down Craftsmanship to Younger Generations. 2 p.m. Break. 2:15 p.m. Presentation 4, Diane Moran. Title, Undecided. 3:15 p.m. Break. 3:30 p.m. Debate Moderator, Tim McGregor.Title, Change versus Conservation. 4:30 p.m. Closing Address, Mayor Leslie Baker. Title, Undecided. 4:45 p.m. End. I would like you to confirm the following points. The conference will start at 9:45 a.m. and end at 4:45 p.m. The registration will close 7 days before the event. The conference will be held in the main hall. Participants will park in the university parking area. Below is a list of things that still need to be decided. Can we use the cafeteria for the lunchtime reception? Have you received the speech titles for the mayor and the two remaining presenters? How will we arrange the tables and chairs for the debate? The number of volunteers that can help with the conference isn't set yet. I'll send you the list as soon as possible. This is my first time being on a committee like this, and I am rather anxious, as I would appreciate any advice you have. I'm looking forward to assisting and attending the presentations. With regards, Student Group Representative, University Volunteer Program. Reply, Event Plan. Dear representative and group members, thank you for making the draft. You've done a really good job. The time schedule and order of events look good to me. The main hall worked really well as a venue last time. It has a good capacity for this type of event. As a university staff member, I can reserve it for free. Closing the registration 7 days before the conference is too short. It doesn't give us time to prepare materials and send out information. You also mentioned parking. The university parking lot will be open for the event, so participants can use it without having a permit. With regard to the information you requested, I have received the remaining two presentation titles. One presenter is a local business person who will talk about changes she has made in her company. The other presenter is a local chef. She will introduce recipes using locally grown mushrooms. I will update their presentation details on the schedule and send it back to you. Also, the mayor has provided a title for his closing speech, Our Town, Our Future. As for lunch, the cafeteria stuff doesn't work on weekends, so we need to rethink it. Do you have any suggestions? I have attached a diagram for the debate seating arrangements. You will notice that there needs to be a small desk for the moderator in the center. There should be one table on each side of the moderator, and these tables should face slightly inward. As we have two debaters on each team, use the long tables. There isn't a lot of time to set up the stage for the debate, so you will need a few people to help carry the tables and chairs. Thank you for your assistance, Henry Ryan. 第6問。Your friend Harry wants to be a professional writer. He has written a story about two new heroes for a writing contest. You read it and then give him feedback. Bluebird and Melody, Real Heroes by Harry Okazaki. Everyone knows me as Bluebird, the world-famous superhero. Before I was only a superhero in name, but now I deserve my title. Let me tell you my story. I served as one of six members of the incredibly popular superhero group, Team Hero. Our slogan was Heroes for Humanity. Rather than serving humanity, though, we starred in silly television shows. Being so caught up in my own fame, I was unaware that I was fake superhero. One day, we were filming The Lives of Heroes, a reality show about our everyday good deeds. The reality, however, was that we were actors. We pretended that we were helping the world. In one episode, I was supposed to rescue a cat that I had wandered into a street drain. I was flying through the air when I heard a girl crying. In an instant, I flew down to her. In tears, she told me that her cat, Whiskers, had gotten into the drain. The truth was, a member of the television crew was waiting in the underground drain with a cat. Have no fear, I'll save Whiskers, I said, as I threw open the cover of the drain and went underground. To my surprise, the crew member told me that she had lost Winkers and asked me to find the cat. I walked around calling for Whiskers, but he did not come. Suddenly, the newest Team Hero member, Melody, appeared out of nowhere. Melody was mysterious. She wore a mask around her eyes and her real identity was unknown. She could teleport to any place on Earth in less than a second, so her unexpected appearances were always a surprise. She said, "Whiskers thinks that you can't be trusted. I'll try to convince him to come out." Melody, who could recreate any sound, produced a cat's meow, and Whiskers appeared. After picking up the cat, I returned to the street and was cheered by onlookers. When I was posing for a photo with Whiskers and a girl, I was thinking about how foolish I looked. Suddenly, a voice popped into my head. "You do look foolish trying to be a celebrity." I realized it was Melody who had already vanished. I grew up in Allegheny State Park in New York State. My parents were both park rangers. They patrolled the park and helped hikers in trouble. When I was 12, I discovered my superpowers. I was climbing a tree when a branch broke. Instead of falling, I floated. When I told my parents, my mother only said, "So, you are the flyer in the family." She then said something shocking. "You have an older sister with superpowers." I learned my parents had been told to send her to a special facility for extraordinary children because her powers could help humanity. Someday, when the time is right, you'll meet her. I know now that we should never have let her go. "We won't let that happen to you," said my mother. I decided to put my powers to use by rescuing hikers. I could fly and see for miles. I could locate or aid a troubled hiker faster than any park ranger. I became known as the Amazing Park Ranger Boy because of my achievements. Team Hero eventually recruited me. Upon joining, I was given the name Bluebird and told that I would be doing bigger and better things. After the Whiskers incident, I flew back home. My phone buzzed with a notification. It said, "Melody has decided to leave Team Hero." In my home office, I heard someone moving around. When I opened the door, I briefly saw a person's shape before it disappeared. On my desk was a note. "Bluebird, let's start a family business. Join me as a co-founder of Real Heroes." After reading the note, I understood who Melody was. Since then, working together, Melody and I have made our parents proud.